Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. This is our post-July 4th show. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams, who has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their firstborn son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew, all the way from Texas.
All the way from Texas. Howdy.
Hey, howdy to you.
Boy, the barbecue here, you know, is very good. Very, very good.
I've well,
had quite a bit of it in just 3 days.
And your in-laws got to meet their grandson.
Yeah, and as I said on the break, many hands make light work, and it's been so fun seeing their reaction, gotten a lot of photos of their faces looking at my son. It's been a great, great time.
Is this their first grandchild?
No, this is their sixth grandchild.
Oh, they're veterans.
They are veterans, so we're we're enjoying it very much. And we're all under one roof this week. So I am tucked away in the back office. So if a kid comes screaming in here, that'll be one of my niece or nephews. But I've got the door locked.
That's still beautiful. That's still
it is
beautiful.
So much fun.
So. I wanted to talk about moms and dads in general, but you just got me on the break. And my son Arnie's here, and you spoke with him a little bit. So I would like to just say you were asking Arnie questions about his tattoo. And then you made a comment like, well, when I got mine. And I swear, I almost fell off my chair. You have to tell us the story of when, where, and what your tattoo is.
Sure. You know, it's so funny. We've known each other for almost 3 years now, I believe, and a lot of people don't know I have a tattoo, and I think I was strategic in where I placed it, but I got it about 7 years ago, and I was already working for the church. I was already a pastor at Calvary, in fact, where I currently work. And it's inside my left bicep. And at the time, I used to lead worship, and I played a lot of guitar. And so I'm a right-handed guitarist. And so with my left hand out on the fretboard, I would often, you know, look down at my, you know, my arm as I was playing. And inside my arm, that's where I decided to put, it's two things. It's actually Hebrew, the word hallelujah, and a design that my friend did of a dove. And so those two together just reminded me as I led worship that it wasn't about me, but that I was praising God. And that word hallelujah literally means praise Yahweh.
In your religion or your branch of Christianity, there's no, I would gather, obviously, there's no prohibition on tattoos or so-called body art, is there?
Well, in certain circles, I would say that it is frowned upon. They look at the as we refer to it, the Old Testament or the Hebrew Scriptures, and I believe in Leviticus, it references that no person should get tattoos, and so some people look at that and say, well, you know, there's right out of Scripture that you shouldn't. And my understanding is that that was more a cultural piece, that for them, as there was a lot of idol worship, they would put tattoos to represent the idols that they did worship. And so for me, it was more expression of something that I was passionate about, and it's been a great conversation starter. You know, at the gym or out at the beach. But often I do wear either long sleeves or long sleeves rolled up, so a lot of people don't even see it.
Well, I haven't, and I've known you for nearly 3 years, so
yeah.
That was a surprise to me. My understanding, and of course I'm not clergy, but my understanding of Jewish law is it's prohibited today, period. It is certainly quite common among Reform Jews. So that the interpretation is either more lax or has been, you know, just let go. In Orthodoxy or Conservative Judaism, it's still severely frowned upon. And I believe in all Jewish cemeteries, you cannot be buried with any tattoos.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. That may be something that is changing. For sure, not in an Orthodox one, and I'm sure not in Israel, where most of the cemeteries are Orthodox, you would not be allowed to be buried there. it will be interesting, certainly in my son's lifetime, which is going to be many, 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 many decades continuing, what may or may not happen as far as those rules. I had my own issues with my son getting a tattoo, and it mostly had to do with the permanence of them and being sure that you chose something that would not be temporal as far as your interest. I mean, the worst example, of course, is putting the name of a girlfriend or boyfriend.
I've got a few friends have done that, and they've actually had to have it removed.
Right.
You know, my sister gave me great advice related to that. She said, Drew, if you're going to get a tattoo, wait a year. And if you still want to get a tattoo after a year, then wait another year. And then if you still want to get a tattoo, then, okay, maybe after 2 years of, you know, living with it in your mind, maybe then you're ready for the permanence. And I actually did that. I waited 2.5 years from when I first wanted to. It wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision on some weekend down in, you know, San Diego or Tijuana. But I had it planned out. Friend designed it. And I actually had a somebody who was an expert in the Hebrew script down in Los Angeles. He was a Jewish tattoo artist, which is interesting related to our topic, and so he was the one that actually was the tattoo artist. And so,
is it all black or is yours with color?
This one's all black, yep, all black.
Very interesting. Well, ironically, Arnie, who you're welcome to chime in if you want, Arnie, because I didn't allow him to get a tattoo before he was 18, ironically, he had plenty of time to think about it too, and he was very clear on his images that what he wanted from day one. So,
you know, one of the things that I've noticed too, and I'd love Arnie's input on this too, I find that in our culture it's so easy just to feel like just one of many in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that many of my friends, you know, who have full sleeve tattoos, really ornate pieces, a lot of them tell me, and I can understand this, they say, you know, this is a way for me to express who I am visually, not just as somebody gets to know me, but through the art that I have on my body. It's a way for me to be unique. And
Arnie, isn't that how you feel?
Yeah, a bit.
And you've been very singular in your views of what you've wanted for a long time. It's not been something, you know, silly or a dove or a bird.
Oh, yeah, I've wanted this tattoo since I was like 12, 13 years old.
So he fits the bill then of a lot of thought.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, we're nearly out of time. I can't believe that we spend it all on tattoos, but it is certainly something a lot of families deal with. And you still have left me, it's not quite possible to leave me speechless when I do a radio show, but you've kind of come close.
Well, and I'm sorry to do it 30 seconds before we went on the air.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's what makes live radio so much fun. You know, your website doesn't seem to be working, or I have the wrong one. Is it drewsams.com?
It is drewsams.com. We had a glitch last week, and it's currently getting reset up. So when it's reset, I've got a lot of great new pictures and videos, what I've been
good.
Promising.
Okay, but I was worried because when I set up the radio page for today for people that want to listen after the fact, which they can, of course, on brucesallen.com, I went to your link and it wasn't working. So
yeah, basically it got hacked, so we had to...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Well, thank you, Pastor Drew. We
thank
will be
you.
Back with special guest Dave Taylor after these messages.